Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm gonna teleport that back to the table.
He'll like go over and like pick it back up. It's like, why would this be in the bottom of the well?
Did Allegra drop it?
I just found it. It was there with the two piles that ended up being the head and the arm.
Which she expected us to find.
Yeah. I don't know, this was kind of wedged underneath a rock, like down the bottom. Like I only saw it because I saw the bags. It was kind of looked like it was hidden, but not. It's hard to tell, man.
And we know that Collins is Allegra's last name, right?
Yeah.
Cool, just to double check.
You would know that.
Yeah.
Wait, so it says A.
A. Collins,
yeah.
Berlin, 2022. Oh, fuck. 2022.
So blood and bile is in there.
And teeth.
Well,
you see two teeth floating at the bottom.
Oh. He shakes it.
Oh, not floating, rather. They're sitting at the bottom.
He shakes it.
Real quick.
Oh, sorry. Is this an awkward
worst snow globe?
Real quick. Vince is going to kind of use his tongue in his mouth to kind of check that he has all of his teeth. Oh, I didn't think I'd have to pause for this. What?
Yeah. You don't find... You feel like there's two gaps.
Huh. Kind of nod to myself. I don't fully know how this is connected to us finding the bottle when we did, but the first thing I remember tasting when Xavier brought me back to life was a mixture of blood and bile. And I kind of like pull the side of my mouth, like my lip down to expose these two teeth that are missing.
I found this before you died, though.
Yes.
Huh.
But I'm... It's...
It's like the same process?
Maybe.
Did Allegra die?
I don't know. But
there has to be something more to it.
It's a strange coincidence, if nothing else.
He uncorks it.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Uncorking it, you smell bile.
Oh.
Put it back on. Put it back on.
Why? Why did you do that?
This is like a real bummer. I didn't have nose.
He takes a whiff of it.
We can all smell it, mate.
It smells like bile and blood.
It smells like bodily fluids, yeah.
And he like looks at it for a moment, he's like, I'm just saying, like when bottles get given to you in like D&D and stuff, usually you're meant to drink it.
No.
Logan.
No.
I'm gonna walk over and physically take it out of Logan's hand and put the cork back in. And then I'm gonna like,
oh, sure, Sean's picked up
his
full
He's
diner.
Gonna make it.
No,
gonna
he's not
do
gonna
it.
Drink it, but he's gonna hold on to the bottle.
Yeah.
He's not
yeah,
gonna.
Yeah,
he's gonna try and keep it with him if you try and take it away from him.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and take
Great.
It away from
Let's
you.
Let's do it.
How do I do?
I love this.
What do I do? Do I?
I guess yeah. You
Some
can
sort
do
of
like
opposed
a
wrestle, dexterity, or strength check.
Opposed
yeah.
strength test, right?
Yeah.
Opposed strength sounds.
I mean, you're not. It's not combat.
No, yeah. No,
it's just not determined two wins. It doesn't. It's not.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, I could have really just asked you to each roll one.
A six and a
I
one.
Got one success, which is a five.
I got one success, which was a six.
Ah, well, I think I have to give it to the fool.
Just barely, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only because it's a special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, like, at the last moment, he's like, I'm not going to drink it. Jesus Christ, cat. And he just, like, pops the cork back on and, like, pretends to drink it.
Such an asshole.
Like, you hear the teeth rattle in the asshole.
For a special occasion, how about that? It's going to walk off.
Were you leading up to your ability?
It was potentially going to drink it.
Yeah. Was he going to charm someone into drinking?
No, charm someone into... The meta part of it was, before I knew that it was fucking teeth and bile and shit, he was just going to drink it. And if someone tried to persuade him not to, would have used it.
You feel roguish. And you feel like with this new haircut as well.
That's it. He's more arrogant.
You've
now.
Literally survived a dragon.
Yes.
I feel like this is where you and to the dye in your belt still has that heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just feel more powerful than ever before.
That's it.
Flint.
Yes.
What?
Yes. No.
So he sounds now he's come back from the other side.
Oh, his vocal box didn't come back with him.
I think while Flint is kind of, 1,000 yards staring into his whiskey cup, kind of examines the D4 that's kind of clinking around the glass. And when he uses his voice, there is obviously a tell. But I think even if he kind of thinks about using it, the numbers on the D4 just kind of have a little bit of a green glow to them.
Mm.
And I think he's kind of doing that on and off to kind of examine... Because every time he's doing it now, the numbers still glow, but the crack on the D4, the crack gives off a white light through there. It's distinctly not the color that his powers manifest through.
Yeah, you feel a breadth to the emotions you can access.
Hmm.
You feel like having gone through what you have gone through, having died... and been resurrected, borrowing some of the powerful light from Xavier's god. You feel literally that fear when people talk about the fear of God.
And the fear of death.
And the fear of death. And you feel like it is within your hand.
Yeah, and I think kind of taking breaths in and manifesting just enough of the power to get the dice to light. I think he kind of figures out a way to almost blend the colors a little bit to get the numbers, instead of glowing like a bright emerald green, they kind of glow this like muted jade like color, and then it can kind of go back and forth between those different shades of green.
Beautiful. As for Xavier, are you looking out?
Yeah,
Crow's Nest?
Yeah, Xavier, I think, has found himself... if the Crow's Nest was kind of preoccupied by Logan, then he's just looking out a window and he's kind of ignoring everything else that's happening in the...
Caravan,
thank you. And is occasionally, like, blinking and keeping his eyes closed for that just, like, second longer and then opening them again as if to kind of... Can I wake up now? That would be great. No? Cool. Let's try that again. Close the eyes. And wake up. Nope. Cool. Still here. Great.
As you are the moments where you are awake and you're looking out of this window, occasionally you see a fence post and you see signs. The most recent one saying, "Hello." You travel forward. The caravan travels forward a little bit more. An arrow pointing on one. This way.
Guys, we're headed in the right direction.
You go forward a bit more. There's a thumbs up painted on the next one. Further you go, you see another sign that says, "Don't be fooled. The way forward is the way to go." With a little smiley face. And... the caravan keeps going until it gets to a body of water. You have reached the end of the lake, and now this is part of the seas of the Mists of Dolaran. These scattered skeletons providing bodies, islands.
So this is the pelvic sea.
Famously.
Not what I would have called it, but yes. Oh, okay. You may write that on the map if you so wish.
Oh, I thought we were at the hip when we got to the where the dragon
you are,
was.
But the other hip.
Oh, okay, we travelled through.
So
we
from
one leg to like the other, essentially.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So we managed to like get through here.
Yes.
Pelvic.
Phil's writing it into the map.
So that we're on the side that the heart is.
Mm-hmm. Or are we going to go up here? Or?
Because I said the heart, so I assume if we are on the other side, that means we're heading up on the heart side now, towards the left side of his body.
Did he fall face down or face up?
Fuck.
I'm sure it's much of a muchness.
We'll just keep following the extremely suspiciously helpful signs.
And it's lucky that there was an X on the map, right? That was a thing that... Am I crazy? There was two X's was two on the map.
I have a holographic map with a glowing X.
Yeah, it has X's on it. We'll just go to the X.
Like, is it like an airplane, like where we're like following the like, is it little showing dotted us line. Little...
As you, yeah, you're traveling by map.
Yeah.
As you keep rolling forward, even though you get to this body of water...
Ha, rolling forward.
Yes, the caravan heads into the water and panels extend.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, nice.
To make it a ship.
Yay.
This thing rules.
Yeah, from the crow's nest.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, you still... Oh, yeah, you were looking out the window.
I'm just out the window.
Great.
Case is up there with you. Because it's crow's nest.
Excellent.
So.
As you now see the window kind of... You water now lapping up at the window.
Yeah.
You see a face there who knocks on the window and waves at you in a quite excited way.
I wave back in a kind of little business salute wave that people do to each other, a little curt nod, curt wave sort of thing.
This is the thing that only Chris sees?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Xavier sees. Yeah.
Xavier's definitely waving out the window.
Yeah.
You see him. Do a little wave.
This is a very youthful, masculine face. You know, very handsome, dark brown eyes, olive skin. Knocking on the window kind of motions, pointing inside and back to himself as if to say, you know, can I come in?
Xavier gives a thumbs up.
Suddenly, this figure is on the chair beside you.
Can we all see it?
I will let Chris decide that.
Ellen, do you have a D2?
Oh, usually I do. Dang.
Any D6 is a D2. 1, 2, 3, 4,
I know,
5, 6.
Yeah, but I do have specific ones that are D2s.
Any dice is a D2.
And usually, yeah.
All dice are even numbered, so yeah.
Not all. There are
Very few, but yes.
I have a few.
Ellen, do you want to flip that?
I do.
Cool. Call it heads. He's can't be seen. Heads is he can't be seen. I guess squid is heads.
Is heads too?
I do squid as heads.
We've got a head.
Being way more
squid
complicated.
Is, squid is heads.
Okay,
heads.
So
it's the head of a squid.
Yeah.
Does heads mean he's visible?
Can't be seen.
Can't be seen.
I think
great.
I said.
You,
damn
it.
Yeah.
No one else sees anything, but you may see
Xavier talking to himself.
Footprints.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Right. Wet footprints.
Wet footprints. And this, young guy, he looks to be kind of in his 20s, lithe and but muscular at the same time, wearing a kind of robe around his lower half, long golden brown hair, and he is riddled with arrows.
Oh.
Hey! Thanks for letting me in.
No, you're welcome. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Well, I am, right?
Yeah.
I am what I am.
For sure.
You know?
Is that your line? I thought that was someone else's.
We'll borrow and steal from each other.
Sure, fair enough.
I wouldn't count on it too much.
All right.
Just glad that you're heading in the right direction.
Appreciate the pointers. Thank you for the direction. Cool. That's great.
I get the sense that you're a guy who makes big waves.
You know me. I like to play the odds. I find the edge. I ride it.
Yeah.
I know how this works. You know how this works. Let's work together. Let's make some money. Let's make some happenings.
Well, I'm less about money and more just, you know, how things go.
Sure.
Following the story.
We can always tweak it, though.
What, like make improvements?
Sure. Improvements. We can always polish. You can always find a better line.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Never settle for anything. Always find the best. Absolutely. And then when you've found that, find it better.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
Good.
I want to tell the best fucking story I can.
Great. Amazing.
And you're a hero, right?
Sure. That's what they keep telling us.
I mean, imagine a story, a bunch of friends, fight a dragon, one dies. Eh.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, boring.
Sure.
Bunch of heroes fight a dragon. One dies, but another brings him back to life. Hoo-wee!
Pretty good story.
That's a story.
That's a story.
I'm looking for more shit like that.
I got more shit like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Then let's work together.
Let's do it.
Fuck yeah. I'm Sebastian's.
You know me, Xavier.
Is it Xavier or Adam?
Sorry, Adam.
Hey, either one's cool.
Let's stick with Adam.
Great.
Did you just dab up a god?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's work together. Hey, can I ask you a favor?
Sure, let's collab.
He's like a co-working bro. He's like a startup bro.
Yeah.
I love that Xavier just seems to morph into whatever is required. It's fun to watch. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm...
You got some ideas? You got some plans?
I'm all about just feats of excellence.
I think we all are, right? We're always looking for those moments.
Yeah. I want your names to be out there. Like you and this group.
Yeah.
I mean, preferably you, but like this looks like a pretty powerful little posse.
Let's get your name out there too.
And my name.
Yeah, of course.
Love that. So let's just leave it at that.
Hey, when opportunities come, we're going to optimize.
Great.
We're going to take advantage. We're going to shift some paradigms and figure it out.
Blue sky thinking.
Synergy. Love it. Amazing. I look so forward to our next talk, man.
Likewise, my dude.
Great.
Likewise.
He's gone.
Xavier starts crying.
You okay over there?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's so good. It's good. No, it's the right decision. We're fine. It's okay.
You see on the chair next to you where Sebastian was sitting, a golden arrow with his name carved in the side.
I don't want this. Just let it.
Do you want a hug?
He picks it up and just... We're good, guys. We're good. We got this.
Yeah, a hug would go great right now.
We're fine. This is good. We're making progress. We're making waves.
Hey, Adam, are you sure you don't want a hug?
I'm good. Thank you, Sword. No, thank you. Well, sorry, what was your name?
I'm Gracie.
So sorry that you saw me sad. We can't have that. Let's keep going. High energy.
Do you know what you need?
What do I need?
You need a snack.
Yes, you're right.
And Case, like, just drops some... some nice nuts in your lap.
Thank you so much. Where did this bird come from? Tell me about it.
This is another gift from the fair. Oh, yeah, you didn't see that. Like, we didn't see what you were doing there.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. No, we're good.
The techno elves, they visited a second ago.
Sorry, I was preoccupied with the talking signs outside.
Yeah, that's weird. What is that about?
So, prophecy, gods, I'm able to see.
So, you got like a new...
Yeah.
I got a new pet. You got visited by a god.
Yes. Oh... Okay, so we leveled.
Leveled up, right? That makes sense, right?
Great.
Everyone...
I got a blood bottle. You hear from up there.
Ah, he's doing his Captain Jack Sparrow thing. That's good. No, that's good. That keeps us light. That keeps us new media.
You are not coping.
It's fine. We're good.
He's going to kill us at some point.
Okay, so then I need to sit back. I'm just going to... And Xavier looks out the window again.
Can Logan see anything like up ahead? Is there any like as they're heading towards a? Because he's like kind of providing lookout at the moment and distracting.
You're navigating.
Yeah. As you are steering around a lot of the smaller islands, very very rocky areas to navigate, you can start to see land. Not that far away.
That's a good point. One of us needs to be driving.
I'm. May need help here describing things because I'm shit at describing architecture. But if anyone's seen those coastal castles, like in Mediterranean countries, like Italy, the castle from Tangled, that's very inspired by that. It meets the sea, and the town kind of circles around it like a snail, and you see kind of other ships also heading in to port. You see. A large, large castle with a turret that stretches high, high up into the sky, obscured by the mists.
Hey, look alive, people. We got a big goddamn castle in front of us, and we're about to hit land.
All right, guys, let's do this thing. Great. Here we go.
You approach... this castle with its large tower encircled by mist. You hear the yelling of fishermen as they haul their bundles of nets out for sail. You hear guards shouting orders. You hear the caw of seagulls circling overhead. You smell fish and salt, blood.
Spice.
Everything. Like rain is about to fall. You see a statue on the harbour, carved out of wood. A regal-looking woman. Her neck has a large scratch in it, and across her body are large wounds. By her feet are cannons, and she holds a chalice in one of her hands. The other is missing. That is what you see as you get closer, as your ship begins to make port.
Is this a figure we are in any way familiar with, or from either our past campaign or something else?
You might know it if you paid attention in religion class. Mm. Or, you know...
Xavier?
Mass.
What? What? What's hold on, just yep.
Do you happen to know who that is? And I point at the statue.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, cheers in any case. And he like from above, he like toasts his blood bottle to the person's chalice.
Don't drink it. Let him drink it.
Holds on to it once again and puts it back and kind of steers it off to an empty port that they might find on the docks there. Just an empty place to park the hydro caravan.
Yes, wheel.
I do actually think since Kat was kind of like an A-grade student that she might remember.
This is a statue of Saint Barbara. She was the daughter of a rich pagan who locked her up in a tower to preserve her. She repeatedly rejected marriage after being pressured to change her religion. After her refusal, she was tortured, but her wounds would heal anew each morning. She was eventually beheaded by her father. After this, his body was struck by lightning, and he was immediately killed. She is the patron saint of armourers, architects, artillerymen, firefighters, mathematicians, miners, tunnellers, chemical engineers, prisoners.
What?
And people who risk sudden violent death in their workplace.
That's so specific.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, they extrapolate a lot, those
there's a lot of science.
Hagiography is fucking metal, man. Like, I did sure not realize is. How wild it is. It's like, her dad cut her head off, and he was struck by lightning. Okay, yes.
You know how it goes.
Right? Good. As you do. Do you say any of that?
Yeah, I'll share what I remember with the group.
Is
yeah.
it? Is this? Does Allegra have a thing about the saints? Everything's
clearly
themed on that, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, she made the world, right? Like, all this is for a reason, deliberately leading us from one place to another. This all is fucking apparent.
My pantheon is the same.
All saints and things.
Yeah.
These ones? He, like, points up to this one that's here.
Different so far. I'm curious what happens if we have a similar one.
Huh.
Was it very Catholic-themed, our original campaign? Was there flavours from that sort of thing?
Is it the case that maybe it was in there that we just didn't notice? But as you
become... Yeah, we didn't pay enough attention.
Yeah. Or like, you by osmosis, it's in there, but you're like, yeah, sure, that's just our story. And then you step out of it and you're like, oh, shit, that was actually heavily Catholic.
That was that reference to that thing. Yeah. Oh, I just thought it was nothing.
Yeah, or you're just doing it intuitively without even thinking about it.
Yeah, you remember Allegra being very into heavy metal and that kind of shares a lot of Christian imagery.
Yeah.
Saints and martyrs, beheadings, people riddled with arrows. And the more and more she read, especially high fantasy and medieval literature, the more these kind of stories bled into her games.
Right.
Bled into the mists of Dolorin.
And geographically speaking, are we now at the section where one of the, like, are we at the heart point of the skeleton where we were heading towards this, where this town is localized?
Yeah.
We are where we need to be. Section.
We're at the heart.
You're at the heart.
The heart of the Titan.
Yes.
Is Dolorin like completely transformed geographically from where we were before, or could we have visited at these places 10 years ago when we played?
How far did the game extend out, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, we played for a while. We killed a big giant. We had a climactic thing. We would have had some city time and stuff, but maybe not here. Just kind of gauging whether this is like, is this like going to come back to us? It's like, oh, I remember this. They have the...
You can flashback.
You can flashback if you want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not rolling anything in particular, so I feel like saving that.
I will say you remember the whole thing about returning to the Mists of Dolorin is that everything has breath to it, has space. It is literally three-dimensional. Where before, you're just sitting around a table looking at paper, maps, occasionally little figurines. The world is bigger and expanded, and things that were surface level now have depth. Characters now have names.
Maybe it's a city we heard of, but we never went to.
And thinking about how, like, a first-time DM as a kid might describe things much more simplistically and less fleshed out, as opposed to, like, this is 10 years of experience in a world that you generated from the ground up, now fully realized.
You remember a castle.
Yeah.
You remember a princess in a tower, and you remember an evil king.
Look, man, I mean, I don't know about you, but big tall castle in the sky extending past beyond, that seems like the logical place for us to go.
So are we going to fight a king, or...?
We're
going to
rescue a princess. What have we done so far? Killed a dragon.
This is true.
We're going to rescue a princess. Let's go rescue the princess.
We're doing all the greatest hits.
Gracie, we're going to meet a princess!
Oh my gosh!
There's like an eyebrow raising of the interest of a princess. It's like,
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roed, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
She is.
Stands, like you have to sail underneath her as you go into yes. the harbour, right?
Is this a figure that we are familiar with from the past?
Oh, sorry. May we rewind there just for a second? I've described the wrong person.
Okay.
My mistake.
They topple that down and erect another one straight away.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.